We are in our last segment of the day. It is Sound Off Monday, and I have been waiting to sound off about this one thing, and I wanted to share it with all of you. Of course, we've got good friend of the show, Tom Paulswitz, with us, a Navy veteran. Happy birthday to the U.S. Navy, 250 years young and still kicking today. He is a small business owner and a two-time congressional candidate. Tom, I laid this out for you in one of our breaks, and you're like, are you going to do that on the show? Because I think it's important.
Yeah, very important.
So here is what is happening. Every single day, whether it's Jim Jordan, J.D. Vance, what's her name, Collins, the press secretary. Caroline Leavitt. And certainly Mike Johnson. They get on these national news programs every day, and they say Democrats want to give free health insurance to undocumented people. And it is a lie, okay? When Mike Johnson was finally pressed about this, he's like, look at page 57 of section 2141 of the Democratic funding proposal from the Senate. So I did that. Now, just to refresh our recollection, here's Mike Johnson spreading the lie with Caitlin Collins on CNN. Take a listen.
As you know, people who are here in the United States legally have never been eligible for the Obamacare subsidies, for Medicare, for Medicaid. So what exactly are you saying that they're trying to do when you talk about giving free health care to them?
I'm so glad you asked. Okay, so when we passed the One Big Beautiful Bill, the Working Families Tax Cut, we had Medicaid reforms in the bill. You and I talked about it on the air. What we did was to eliminate fraud, waste, and abuse. There were a lot of people on the program who were enrolled in the program who were never eligible to be there. Medicaid is intended for eligible U.S. citizens, not illegal aliens, not also U.S. citizens who are able-bodied workers like young men. So we passed the law. The president signed it into law. Democrats voted against it, of course. And it's been wildly successful.
What you did was narrow the eligibility for certain people to get access to the ACA subsidies. What they want to do is undo the changes that Republicans made in that. But basically, wouldn't that only affect people who do have legal status, people who are refugee seekers here in the United States, asylum seekers here?
Those are two totally different issues. Now, they've created this as a new argument that they have as to why they should not keep the government open.
He goes on and on and on. The Republican lie every single day is Democrats want to give free health care to undocumented people. Okay, what's been cited as the basis for that is page 57 of section 2141 of the Democratic proposal to fund the government on the Senate side. Here is what section 2141 on page 57 says as to the Medicaid Act, which also covers ACA. It says this, subtitle B of Title VII of the Act, blah, 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 is repealed, and any law or regulation referred to in such subtitle shall be applied as if it is null and void. Okay? That's what it says. So you got to go look. Okay, what is this act to provide reconciliation? Oh, that's Public Law 119-21. So then you got to go pull that up. That was the Republican big brutal bill. Okay, that's what that is. It's Public Law 119-21. So I pulled it up, and I pulled up the section that deals with the Social Security Act, which is 42 USC 1396 B sub V. Okay, 42 USC 1396. Here's what the Republican big brutal bill inserted newly into this act, okay? Notwithstanding the preceding paragraphs of this subsection, beginning October 1st, except as provided in paragraphs 2 and 4, in no event shall payment be made to a state under this section for medical assistance furnished to an individual unless the individual is a resident of one of the 50 states and either a citizen or national or an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence. Okay? They're making you think that that's new. Okay? In no event shall any payment be made to a state for medical assistance unless someone is a resident and either a citizen or a, quote, alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence. Yes, Democrats want to repeal that, but why does it not change the ineligibility of undocumented people? Because that act, the Social Security Act, already said that exact same thing. They added language that they did not need to add in order to confuse you and lie to you and lie to their MAGA supporters to tell you and to make this claim on national news that they were newly adding the exclusion of people who are here illegally. Friends, that existed under that law since it was adopted. I read to you from that section as it was originally drafted and as it still stands. Before the Big Brutal Bill, this is what it read. No payment shall be made to a state under this section for medical assistance furnished to an alien who is not lawfully admitted for permanent residence or otherwise permanently residing in the United States under color of law. And ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I rest my case. Republicans are lying to you. The MAGAs are lying to you. They put language into the Big Brutal Bill to make you think they were newly making it illegal for undocumented people to receive any health insurance. It was always so. Here is the language from the bill as originally adopted. No payment shall be made to a state under this section for medical assistance furnished to an alien who is not lawfully admitted for permanent residence or otherwise permanently residing in the United States under color of law. Republicans acted like they were doing something, and all they did was add in the identical same language, just flipped around a little bit. It is a lie. It is a damn lie, and it will never be anything but a damn lie. Tom, closing thoughts. We got about 30 seconds, my
surprising.
Friend.
Yeah, not surprising. The bigger picture, though, is show up to a rally this weekend, and then the last thing I have to say is go Brewers.
Go Brewers. Big game tonight, folks. Go Crew. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for the truth.